A graduate of Albany Law School is now an attorney who is representing one of the whistleblowers that has led to a House impeachment inquiry of the Trump administration's dealings with Ukraine. Mark Zaid is a 1992 graduate of Albany Law and also served on the school's Board of Trustees. Albany Law School professor Vincent Bonventri taught Mark Zaid and remembers him well.
He was quite a terrific student. He was really engaged. And he was very independent. I mean, you know, he marched to his own drummer. He certainly developed an expertise on the John Kennedy assassination. And then from there, he developed a real interest in getting information from the government, and then an interest in uncovering secrets that the government was trying to conceal. And that got him into other kinds of litigation and investigation, you know, that might involve what the government was trying to cover up. You know, then he had the, he certainly represented many agents of the government from the CIA and others who he thought were getting into trouble because they were trying to do the right thing and the government was covering that up. He certainly headed the litigation into the Lockerbie airplane crash, which killed so many people. And so quite a terrific, energetic guy.
On the impeachment itself, we hear the terms high crimes and misdemeanors. That seems like it's a pretty broad category. How do you define that?
Right. Well, it doesn't make too much difference, Brian, the way I define it. But we look to the Constitution, and the Constitution just does not tell us much. It gives us some clues, but not too much. We know, for example, that high crimes and misdemeanors and the entire impeachment and removal process is not supposed to be the same thing as a prosecution for a crime. So that suggests to us pretty strongly that the whole impeachment process is not supposed to be the same thing as a criminal trial. Not only that, I mean, the Constitution, one of the very specific things that it says is that with regard to impeachment, the only remedy when there's a conviction in the Senate, the only remedy is removal, and that whoever happens to be removed after the entire impeachment by the House and then trial in the Senate, that person is still liable to a criminal prosecution. So we know at the very, very least the framers did not intend to equate the impeachment and then trial in the Senate process with the criminal prosecution. So high crimes and misdemeanors. What we also do know is that at the founding, there was kind of a compromise. There were some that wanted impeachment only to take place with regard to crimes. There were others who wanted impeachment also to be available, even if a federal official was simply incompetent. And so there was this compromise, and we're stuck with treason, bribery, high crimes, and misdemeanors, and nobody really knows what the heck that means.
The inquiry procedure that's now underway in the House, is that somewhat similar to a grand jury proceeding?
Exactly. So an impeachment inquiry, and indeed the entire impeachment process in the House of Representatives, is an investigation. That's what it is. So it results in charges or no charges. That's all it is. It is not a trial. It is not even an administrative proceeding, which might be adversarial. It is simply an investigation looking into accusations of the president. And in this case, president, of course, it doesn't have to be a president. It could be president or any civil officer. But that's all it is.
The question here is the dealings with Ukraine. Would it be a crime to ask the Ukrainians to look into the background of Joe Biden and his son, or is the crime withholding the Ukrainian aid unless that action is taken?
Well, in terms of abuse of power, in terms of using the presidential power for one's own personal gain, in terms of failing to fulfill the responsibilities of the presidency, there are all kinds of federal statutes which define different aspects of that as crimes. But again, remember, there need not be a crime for there to be an impeachment. So if we have an abuse of power, if we have a use of the president's power for personal gain, if we have behavior that's incompatible with the responsibilities of the president, that's enough. That's been held repeatedly to be enough for impeachment.
Albany Law School professor Vincent Bonventry.